At first blush, there's a lot about the power struggle over Charlotte's airport that makes no sense. After all, both sides in the debate agree the airport has done extraordinarily well under the city's control. So what happened? A mysterious death, for one.
Bob, prosecutors believe that the plane that this teenager flew on from Charlotte to Boston was supposed to land back there at Logan at about 8:55 at night. His body wasn't discovered until 9:30 in Milton. They are convinced that he was a stowaway and that this is a problem with Homeland Security.
The 2010 death of Delvante Tisdale set in motion a CMPD investigation that sparked tension between airport managers and city leaders. That tension is still playing out in the airport debate. And WFAE's Julie Rose has reviewed internal airport documents that cast doubt over much of what we thought we knew about the Tisdale incident.
A lot about Tisdale's death remains a mystery. Massachusetts police found evidence to support their theory the teenager fell out of a plane's wheel well on its descent into Boston. But how Tisdale got into that plane in the first place remains unknown. And yet, CMPD Chief Rodney Monroe claimed to know in this exchange with reporters from February 2011.
Chief, correct me if I'm wrong, but kind of what I'm getting from the report is you know how he likely got in the airport, but for security reasons you can't say. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say, yes.
Now, according to emails and documents related to that investigation, CMPD's findings, which implicated the Charlotte airport for lax security along its perimeter, were anything but certain. First, some background about the report itself. Charlotte Aviation Director Jerry Orr asked CMPD to investigate how Tisdale got into the wheel well of a plane in Charlotte because he says TSA refused to do it. So in December 2010, a month after Tisdale's mangled body was found in Massachusetts, CMPD convened an investigation task force that included TSA, the FBI, the FAA, and one of Orr's top deputies at the airport. Herbert Jadon is his name. And the notes he compiled from those meetings say that by late January 2011, the investigation, quote, was literally at a dead end. He says the entire investigation team seemed frustrated, and CMPD closed the investigation. But you wouldn't know that from CMPD's final report or from Chief Monroe's comments to the press.
We conducted a very extensive investigation along several different lines, great cooperation from a number of our federal partners, and with that, we've come to some reasonable conclusions. But more importantly, I think we've come up with some very sound and focused recommendations that take us light years into the future as it relates to airport security.
Those recommendations are what we're most pleased about, added Monroe. And they're what prompted Aviation Director Jerry Orr to write the chief an angry memo. The allegations and recommendations in the report, writes Orr, are irrelevant, incorrect, unfounded, and possibly harmful. Orr says the airport's security program is governed by an exhaustive set of federal regulations that CMPD made no attempt to understand, and that its recommendations have nothing to do with the Tisdale investigation he asked for. Orr would not comment on tape for this story, but says he stands by the memo. Though the version of the final CMPD report released to the public is heavily redacted, a few things are clear. It rules out the possibility Tisdale came through a TSA checkpoint or an exterior door. It also mentions some video surveillance to support that Tisdale did not access the aircraft while it was waiting for passengers at the gate. The report's final conclusion is blacked out, but the implication is that Tisdale must have come over or through the 19-mile perimeter fence, which is the airport's responsibility to secure. Soon, Jerry Orr was testifying at a congressional hearing on airport perimeter security and trying to set the record straight.
Ultimately, the available evidence could neither prove nor disprove that a security breach had actually occurred at Charlotte.
Now, many passed Orr's comments off as sour grapes, but Orr had seen the full report without redactions, and he knew CMPD had left something out. That video footage that led them to conclude Tisdale had not come through a TSA checkpoint?
The report fails to acknowledge that they could not conclusively rule out this possibility because TSA had failed to preserve their surveillance video of the checkpoints, and some of it was lost.
TSA only kept video footage for 30 days, says Orr. And since CMPD's investigation didn't start until a month after Tisdale's body was found, there were gaps in the film. TSA will not confirm or deny that. Spokesman John Allen says only that there was a, quote, thorough review of video footage. There are other examples of CMPD failing to mention what it didn't find in the investigation. Attempted to lift latent prints off the gate and swabbed for DNA residue, says the report. They found nothing, according to Herbert Jadon's investigation notes. They collected soil samples to match with soil on Tisdale's body, but there was no match. Again, writes Jadon, this was not mentioned in the summary report. The plane police thought Tisdale stowed away on belonged to U.S. Airways. Until now, the airline has said little about the incident, but a lawsuit brought by Tisdale's family was recently dismissed, so U.S. Airways is opening up. Quote, we are not aware of any evidence that the young man ever breached security or was in the wheel well of a U.S. Airways aircraft or any other aircraft, says the company in a statement to WFAE. Due to this lack of evidence, the statement continues, we do not think that this tragedy should have been cited as a reason for policy changes at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Our sympathies are with the Tisdale family. 18 months after CMPD's report, the recommendations Monroe was so pleased with became the basis of City Manager Kurt Walton's decision to disband the airport's own police force and have CMPD take over law enforcement at the airport. The move added $2 million a year to the airport's security costs and so infuriated Aviation Director Jerry Orr that he called it a debacle in one internal email. That change helped ignite the current effort to get the airport out of the city's control and into the hands of an independent authority. WFAE asked Chief Monroe why he said he knew how Tisdale accessed the airport when CMPD's investigation was unable to determine that. He did not reply directly, but sent a statement saying he had reviewed the documents WFAE obtained and found, quote, no additional information that would change our findings or assessment of the Tisdale investigation. Monroe continues, CMPD's focus now is to continue working with airport operations in addressing all security-related matters. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.